The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, December the 10th. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you'll stick around for the next 10 minutes. We've got Heather Horlin with us from Phoenix Program. Hey, good to have you here,
it's
Heather.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You told me something before we came on that change used to be considered an event, but now you talk about change as...
It's a whole process.
A process.
Yeah.
So instead of change being an event, it's a process that we need to partake in.
Right. And we really have identifiable stages. So as many of your listeners know, Phoenix Programs is a CARF-accredited substance abuse treatment center helping people with behavioral health. So we used to think everybody who walked through our doors ready to change. And we found out that might not necessarily be true. There are five very identifiable stages of change. And so I was going to just process that real quickly with your listeners to help them understand what we do.
If we have certain events in our life that we know maybe aren't good for us, we say, I got to change.
Right.
I got to change what I'm doing. But you can't just do it.
Exactly.
You got to go through a process.
And our health professionals, their job one is to identify where people are on that scale so that we can provide appropriate support for where they are. So I'm going to use tobacco as an example because most people are familiar with that. But this is true for all drugs and alcohol and other drugs as well as any kind of behavioral change. So the first is pre-contemplative. Person's not even thinking about it. They're in denial. It's not causing a problem. And they're not doing anything about changing their behavior. So that's pre-contemplative. Second stage would be contemplative. And maybe the person's thinking, maybe really I ought to quit smoking. I ought to do something about that. It's making me cough. It's cost me $2,000 a year. I smell bad. People are complaining. So they're thinking about it. Third stage is planning. Maybe they're looking at some research on internet, talking to friends, maybe finding out about what a doctor might be able to do to help them. Maybe they're checking out the Freedom from Smoking Clinic that Phoenix Programs has. But they're really planning. What would I do if I were going to quit smoking? Then the next stage, which I just talked about for Scott over there, was the action. The person's changing the behavior. They're actively maybe going to a Freedom from Smoking clinic. They're wearing a nicotine patch. They're developing other strategies for what they would do when they think they want a cigarette. They're in that action stage. And then the final stage is maintenance. As you could imagine, you have to do something to maintain that change, including anticipating possible relapses. And here with the holidays just a couple of weeks away, with Christmas a couple of weeks away, it's easy to get pulled off track maybe on some things that we might have some relapses and part of some of our own personal changes. So those are the stages, and our professionals identify what's appropriate. If a person's pre-contemplative, they need information and confidence. If a person's in action, then they need more strategies, and that's more appropriate.
What if you're in the action stage, but you fall off of it?
Right.
Yeah. So how do you get yourself back into that action
That's
stage?
Everybody struggles with that. But remember were doing. It does.
It happens, and it's there's nothing to be ashamed
right.
of.
Right, exactly. And so we think of it as riding a bicycle. You fall off, you go, well, look how far you got. And you get back on the bike instead of saying, well, there's no point in trying. I can't do it. It's something to be learned, and we understand that now as a neurological process.
If folks want more information about this, they can contact
you. They can always call us for 573-875-8880. Where if you do an internet search on Phoenix Programs, Inc., we'll come right up. And then also we're on Facebook. I think they'd learn a lot on Facebook. But keep those stages. And we can help them talk about where they think they are or where a loved one might be on
and
those stages.
And you still have your weekly
change.
Free meetings?
Yes, 6 to 8 on Monday nights. Anybody in the community who has a loved one or wants to come in and find out more about what's going on with family group is welcome to at 90
East Leslie Way. It's free of charge. There's no obligation.
That's correct.
You just come
Thanks,
in and talk.
Paul. Uh-huh.
Okay,
thank
Heather
you.
Harlan,
thank
you so much for coming
Happy
by.
Holidays.
Now, Scott Gordon, Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Welcome back to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul.
You are here to tell us about the very special event, a big event. It's happening next week. What is it? December the 18th.
December 18th, next Wednesday, Paul, is our one-for-one holiday food drive.
What is that?
That When is it?
No, what is it?
What is it? It's a cooperative food drive, a big holiday food drive that's really spearheaded by our partners inside Columbia Magazine, Zimmer radio stations, KMIZ, and the networks of Mid-Missouri, and the Columbia Professional Firefighters, and others, who all band together to raise several million meals worth of food right before Christmas each year.
So how are you going to raise several million meals?
Well, we're going to have a roadblock. Not a roadblock, but we're going to be set up at the corners of Providence and Broadway with a day-long food and funds drive, and people can literally drive by and donate food or money or both to the one-for-one holiday food drive.
So where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Providence and Broadway, the corners of Providence and Broadway. It's a very, very busy intersection, as people in Columbia know.
6 o'clock in the morning.
6 in the morning till 6 at night.
So what are you going to do there? Are you going to stop people?
Yes, there are young people that are very energetic. They're going to be taking their Santa hats.
So they're going to go up to cars if you're at the stoplight?
That's the theory, but the police don't like for us to do that anymore. So people are going to be able to pull off the road and actually donate money or bring groceries in for the hungry in our area. And a lot of them do.
Okay, when you say bring groceries in, if you bring groceries in, you want to bring non-perishable items.
Non-perishable items that are in plastic or not in glass. Let's put it that way. We don't want anything in glass.
Okay, but you'll take canned goods.
Absolutely. Canned goods are the backbone of our operation.
But if you had your choice, would you prefer the money?
We would, and not to sound mercenary about that, Paul, but money goes a lot farther than a can of beans does. With $1, we can buy 15 pounds of food through our Feeding America network and our other partnerships.
Okay, so if you're listening to us this morning and you're thinking about going out and buying food to donate, take that same amount of money that you said you were going to spend on buying the food.
Right.
And give it to the food bank, and they can buy about 15 times as much food with the same amount of money that you were going to spend.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, it is tax deductible if that's important to you. A lot of good comes from both the food and the money, but, boy, the money sure goes a lot farther.
Okay, so you're going to try to raise how many millions of meals?
We are going to try to raise 12 million meals in the month of December, and a lot of them will come through this drive.
If folks want more information, they can go online.
Yes, to sharefoodbringhope.org,
okay,
which is our website.
But mark it on your calendar, the corner of Providence and Broadway, next Wednesday, December the 18th, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening.
It's a lot of fun. Come by.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon, from Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Tomorrow, Dr. David Newman will be on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Hayward, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. See you tomorrow.